It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In Romans chapter 7 and verse 13, Paul the Apostle says, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he says, "Was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid. But sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful." Well, what's Paul the Apostle speaking of here? Well, in chapter 7 and verse 13, it says, "Was then that which is good made death unto me?" Paul's talking about here about the Ten Commandments. He says, to answer that, he says, "God forbid, but sin that it might appear sin." In other words, the Ten Commandments, the law, was given that Paul could understand what sin was. And that's the reason the law was given to us today, down through the ages, to let us know that we're sinners. Paul says, "But sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful." So we could know sin. So we could know that we've done wrong. Sin was and is identified by the law. Any sin is as bad as another. And let me give you an example here. Stealing is as bad as murder. Lust is adultery and so forth. Lust is as bad as adultery. If one sin is committed, we are guilty of all according to the Word of God. We're guilty of breaking all the law. James chapter 2 and verses 10 and 11, it says, "For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point." In other words, if you don't do one thing that's wrong, if you do one thing, in other words, it's sin. If you do not steal, but if you do something else that's wrong, the Bible says here in James 2, "For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. For he that said, 'Do not commit adultery,' said also, 'Do not kill.' Now if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law." In Matthew chapter 5 and verse 28, the Bible says, "But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart." Romans chapter 2 and verse 1 says, "Therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest doest the same things." We're guilty of breaking the whole law if we do one thing that's wrong. And that's the reason the Bible says we cannot be saved unless we have asked Jesus Christ into our hearts. In Romans chapter 7, verse 14, Paul says, "For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal." In other words, fleshly, sold under sin, the Bible says. The law is spiritual, but I am in the flesh, Paul's saying. And as a result of being in the flesh, I became a possession of the law. The law possessed me. And Paul goes on in verses 15 through 20, and let's read that together right now. Verse 15 of chapter 7 of Romans. It says, "For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me." Well, now, casual reading of that, it seems like it's real confusing as to what Paul the Apostle and God is trying to say to us. Well, you know, if you're honest, that's what happens to you and as well as me. That's what Paul is saying here, and that's what's going on in our lives. Paul the Apostle wrestled with that, with wanting to do what was right and doing something wrong. It was a battle. He wrestled with this, that he's writing to us, and he's writing to the people at Rome that there are times when we just can't seem to overcome. For doing what's right, we sometimes just have a difficult time to do it. Now, notice verse 21 through 23, Paul says this, "I find then a law." Now, he's going to answer what we've just read. And he's telling us now, he says, "I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members." Well, Paul's saying here, what I find is a law of good and evil, and that it's always with me, Paul's saying. And verse 21, he says, "I delight, I have joy in God's law." That is for the inward, the spiritual man. Verse 22 talks about that. And John chapter 3 and verse 6 says, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." That's the reason we need a Savior, is because this old flesh is sin. One of these days, this old flesh is going to die. And thank God, those of us who have trusted Jesus as our Savior, this old body, we're going to be changed. This body is going to be done away with. We're going to receive a new body fashioned like that of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. John 3:6 says, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." We've been born of the Spirit. Paul says, there is a conflict between my mind and my body. The sin of works in my body, holding me prisoner. I am made prisoner, he's saying, because of sin. And notice this in verses 24 and 25, that there's a question and the answer. Paul says, "O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin." Well, now don't jump to conclusions here after you hearing that those verses that I just read. Paul's not saying he's giving permission to sin. He's simply stating a fact. He's saying, who can deliver me from eternal death, the result of sin? See, only God through Jesus Christ can deliver me from this body and my soul that is dying because of sin. And that's what Paul's saying. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 55 through 57, it says, "O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." And that's what Paul is telling us back in the book of Romans in chapter 7. He's telling us that we can be and are delivered from the body of death by and through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the one who has saved us. He's the one who is going to make it possible for us to go to heaven. Well, let's look at chapter 8 of the book of Romans. The two objectives that I see here, and we're going to look at today through our studies, as we look at the Bible, and we do studies in the Bible, the Word of God, the King James Bible. It is the Word of God. First, we see it's to appreciate the place of the Holy Spirit in chapter 8 that the Holy Spirit has in the lives of Christians. And secondly, to realize the extent of God's love toward us. In summary to chapter 7, Paul described the dilemma of man who becomes a prisoner of the law of sin, which is in the members of his body. And in the last five verses, Paul made reference to the hope of liberation made possible by God through Jesus Christ. In chapter 8, Paul amplifies on the freedom from sin found in Christ. First, for those in Christ who are walking according to the Spirit, there is no condemnation. For sin, for the death of Christ, for sin has set us free. This is the death of Christ has set us free from the law of sin and death by fulfilling the requirement of law. Christ did that. That's found in verses 1 through 4 of chapter 8. In chapter 8, verses 1 through 17, we see that in Christ there is freedom from sin. Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 4. We look at verses 1 and 2, and it says, "There is therefore," or "there is there now, no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death." Well, this tells me that there is freedom from the condemnation of sin, and that freedom is available to those in Christ. And it's made possible by the law of the Spirit of life, according to these verses, Romans chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. And then I see in verses 3 and 4, there's freedom from the condemnation of sin. It says there, "For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." Well, this is an accomplishment not attained by the law, but by the death of Christ, is what Paul's saying here. The law cannot take us to heaven. We cannot live successfully in this life as people trying to go to heaven. You cannot try. You must know. You must believe Jesus Christ is your Savior in order to have victory in this life. You must trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And Paul, once again, he lets us understand, and he reminds us that there is a warfare going on within us. And as long as we're in this flesh, I'm speaking to Christians, to save people. As long as we're in this flesh, we're going to have problems. If someone tells you that when you get saved, everything is a bed of roses, that person's not telling you the truth. That person does not know what the Bible is teaching. The Bible teaches us that there is a spiritual warfare that goes on in our lives. And I've got good news for you. Jesus Christ has overcome the devil. Jesus Christ has overcome sin. Jesus Christ is the one who delivered us from the penalty of death, and He's the one who's going to deliver us from this body of death, and that's this old flesh. The old body is going to be changed. Trust Him today as your Lord and Savior, so one day your body will be changed, fashioned like that of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.